And a very good morning to you. My name is Nick Moose-Battle and I'm the Commander-in-Chief at tiptv.co.uk. The date, Thursday the 26th of November. We're here 10 a.m. every day covering markets and sport. Live from the heart of London, St. Paul's. Purpose, make you money through thought-provoking ideas. Strong conviction tips for short-term trading. As we always say here, do not gamble with more than you can afford to lose. Today's guest list in no particular order. Zach Mir, Bill Hubbard, Shazanzo Karasu, Steve Woodcock, Justin Urquhart-Stewart, Simon Smith, David Paul, Maria Zara, Mick Mills, Angus Campbell and Ben Coomer. Let's kick off with Zach Mir, technical analyst for shareprofits.com. Morning to you, Zach.
Good morning.
And Bill Hubbard with 1B, chief economist for Bullion Capital.
Good morning.
Happy Thanksgiving Day to you.
Thank
both.
You very much.
Let's kick off. There was headline press speculation, Bank of England interest rates.
Well, I was looking at the pound now. The pound looks like a sort of sick animal. So 150.78 doesn't look like there's going to be anything there. But obviously, given the way that this government works via the press and flagging, you know, this and that and everything else, it's like a leaky boat. I suppose you do have to sort of give it some credence.
Understood. Right, let's kick off with a number of slides and that will bring various situations apparent. First of all, Tip TV finance app. Get the latest tips first. Download from the App Store. That's Tip TV in the 21st century. Let's go swiftly on to the broker forecast. Saga, Imperial Tobacco, Centrica. You chose these three. Looking at me on number one, I'm sure.
That's why.
A couple of fundamentals,
just
please.
Just can't wait another 10 months to go before I can start using their services. Saga, the over 50s group. Insurance in general, actually, I'm very favourable towards these sorts of these insurance groups because I regard them as being a rip-off. Most consumers don't understand how they work, so they just pay whatever the person on the end of the phone says. It's a bit of a cartel in it as well. So Peel Hunt, I would agree with them on the buy side. Imperial Tobacco, Goldman Sachs, about a year behind the curve, I think, on that one in terms of the conviction buy. It's been obviously the Imperial Tobacco bid situation a bit late on there, but maybe they know something that we don't.
Understood. Centrica?
Centrica used to be a safety play. Apparently, it's got a 5.8% dividend, which is very nice indeed. I think they've been hit not only by the regulation scares or the over-regulation scares. I think that in the old days, the good old days, you used to be able to hike prices just before winter, sort of October, November, and enjoy themselves, but they can't do that so easily anymore. They've been hit on the downstream business because they were trying to be clever and have an exposure to oil, so they have the whole part of the process there. So they've been hit on that. So it's an oil play, but with a dividend, I suppose. There we are.
Let's have a quick look at the charts on these. As of the close last night, Saga.
Go with the trend, go with my cartel insurance scenario. They're going for the highs there, I thought, by the end of the year.
Okay, let's go to Imperial Tobacco. Obviously, bid fever, lots of speculation about this in recent days and weeks.
Bid fever, I think, you know, what's interesting here is this, the bear trap in
flush out.
The flush out, the gap to the upside, confirming the flush out and up again. In fact, it looks so strong that even the attempts at flushing people out now don't really sort of work. So let's go with Goldman on that one.
Okay, and finally, Centrica.
That's not
a great looking chart.
Not a great looking chart, but just signs of a turnaround there. That last gap down looks like a bit of an exhaustion feature. Higher second low for November, just below £2.10. So just a chance of an intermediate rally there. And who knows? They have been so bombed out that this could be the start of a turnaround. But anyway, you've got the dividend there. That covers the first 5.8% of your losses.
Right.
If you go long now.
Okay, let's move swiftly on to FX Street. Omkar Godbole, his thoughts of the day. US dollar index could correct after Fed begins tightening. A couple of statistics for us here of interest. 1994 to 1995, 10% drop in the dollar index after the first rate hike. 1999 to 2000, dollar index gains as dot-com bubble was in the making. Stock markets attracted flows, Asian crisis. 0406, dollar index extended the downtrend. 15-16, dollar index could see correction. Losses could be restricted by potential instability in the emerging markets. A couple of lines on the dollar index. Obviously, the Fed are going to hike in December.
Yes.
Technically, we've seen some chart patterns suggesting the dollar index could go up to like 106, 107, a 7% increase. Then there's another school of technical analysts who are suggesting it's going to pull back.
I'm in the first. Looking at all the statistics you got up there, that was a far different marketplace we're looking at. This is, quote, the new normal. We have been knowing for at least a year the Federal Reserve is going to raise rates. Should have been June, should have been September. And it's quite interesting. Goldman Sachs came out earlier this week. They're even more hawkish than I am. They're talking December and 4 rate hikes next year. I'm only talking 2. So my feeling is that any correction in the dollar index will be a technical position, not a fundamental position. The dollar index is poised to continue.
You sure they'll be allowed to raise rates so many times in the election?
No, I don't think so.
That'll really hurt President Trump's chances.
That's why I'm March pre-conventions and December post-male or female new president.
Okay, let's move swiftly on to the next slide. Courtesy of Colin Twicks at incrediblecharts.com, the S&P hesitated at 2100. Short candle ranges indicating a lack of interest ahead of the Thanksgiving holiday. Reversal below 2000 is unlikely, so suggesting a strong fill position on the S&P. The DAX broke resistance at 11,000, signaling another test of 12,400. Reversal below medium-term support at 10.6 is unlikely, but would warn of a decline to primary support at the 9,400-9,500 area. That's quite strong, Zach, isn't it?
One hell of a candle there. That 10,600 bounce was a big move in the wake of the Paris attacks, and I think that's just broken up. I don't think there's any real need to be wishy-washy about where that's going.
Also, Zach, with the euro in the 104.5, 106 range, as we saw first quarter of this year when we saw the DAX moving up. Yeah, how much of a trade would it be DAX euro dollars much?
But I just think it's not going to go down until December 3rd when it reveals their hands. Then it might go down.
Yeah. Okay, let's go on to the FTSE. The FTSE is strengthening, breakout above 6,500, and the descending trend line would signal a test of 7,000 to 7,100. Reversal below 6,100 is unlikely, but would threaten the primary support at 6,000. So again, we've seen some sellers come in, this sort of 6,500.
I don't see how the FTSE can go that much without the miners and the
exactly
oils.
Right.
And they're nowhere.
Okay. Let's move on to China. The SSEC respected its new support level at 3,500, indicating a test of resistance at 4,000. Government intervention has created artificial support, and I would adopt a cautious approach.
Government intervention by the Chinese?
Everybody else, I think, as well.
Yes.
The Nikkei 225 found short-term resistance at 20,000, big round number, but this is unlikely to impede the advance to 21,000. So bullish on the Nikkei on the charts. The VIX declining volatility index below 20 indicates market risk is returning to normal. Right, let's go to Nicole Elliott. Obama, right now we know of no specific and credible intelligence indicating a plot on the homeland. We're taking every possible step to keep our homeland safe, he said, standing with the top security officials yesterday. A total of 47 million Americans are expected to travel over this extended weekend to visit friends and family, of which 3.6 million will be going by aeroplane. They're huge numbers of people.
Best Thanksgiving since 2006, whether it's the political situation or two of the three major U.S. airlines are having overnight flights, okay? So you can stay literally until Sunday midnight before you have to get back to the office on Monday morning.
Okay. Part two of Nicole. So I beg your pardon. This came from the market yesterday. ECB think tank report doing the rounds yesterday suggests that we'll launch a stimulus package and measures next week to include deposit rate cut of at least 10 basis points, extend QE by 6 to 12 months, pool of securities to be expanded, more radical options to be considered. So it looks like everything is basically on the agenda.
Rumors on Twitter yesterday that this is the package has been leaked already.
Oh, yes, it has.
So everything these days is leaked.
Yes.
So,
you
know. OK. Let's move on to what's trending. US economy, signs of steady US economy, rising pace, solid job market, more people buying homes. Lloyds Bank Group, 1,000 job cuts announcement, question mark. ECB warns that emerging markets remain vulnerable to multiple shocks. In terms of the top tweets, ECB sees warning emerging market growth as a particular concern. And the last one is... Right, let's do some live charting with Zach now. As I always say, if there's something you want Zach to cover on the charts, please get in touch with us. Let's kick off with Anglos, if we could.
I just want to kick off with actually Lloyds, because you just talk about, I always like it when bank employees lose their jobs, so it cheers me up, because I don't like the, I don't think they do anything in the first place. 72 pence of support on Lloyds was broken temporarily earlier this week, and we're back above that now. So it looks like a bear trap below that, from below that.
Zach, is this a situation?
So that's key support there. So this could be an opportunity.
Both with Lloyds and RBS, knowing there's going to be a base, because the government is going to continue to sell the shares, right?
It's sold the shares, but 72 pence has been the base there, and just looks like there's an opportunity there, maybe, you know, for over Christmas or the next few weeks.
Okay, CCL Carnival Cruises.
Still basically a cheap oil play. Support above the 200-day moving average over the last few months. Expected to go higher still. If you want to know how high, maybe towards that line at £38, while we're above 33, let's say.
Tesco,
not looking great. Well, it hasn't been looking great given that we're in the Christmas season. But I think I said before, the only place you'd be happy to buy it is at the lows or near the lows. Looks as though there is a little bit of support coming in there now, a bit of bullish divergence there. So anything into the 160s looks like an opportunity there to buy.
Zach, very quickly, you're looking at Morrisons, okay? Morrisons has the highest percentage of shorts, almost 24% ever seen. We're now seeing the same thing possibly for Tesco and Sainsbury's?
I think that what we're seeing now probably, as you know, we're one month away from the big day, a bit of short covering there going into that season until we know how well or badly they've done.
WRES.
Small cap tungsten miner, just got its license yesterday. That was announced. The market liked it. Went up from 0.5 to three quarters of a penny. I still think that if we hold above the 50-day average, 0.58, we could get up to 0.9 pence.
SML.
Strategic Minerals, basically still dancing around the 50-day moving average, 0.28 pence, but well above that. Up to 0.4 pence plus.
And LGO.
LGO, small oil exploration company. First signs of a bit of a turnaround here. There's also a turnaround and a few other junior miners. Best case scenario, back up to the top of this gap, 0.75 pence, while we hold above, let's say, 0.4.
Understood. Right, that wraps up the live market roundup brought to you in association with Active Trades.